So I'm standing in front of one of Aubrey Williams' pieces from his Olmec Maya series by the title Hymn to the Sun from 1984. And just thinking about the title of this work, it's a tribute to the sun. Williams has done something very curious with it. I think two things are happening at once in this painting. And there's a very, as it were, mixed approach, a mixed manner in which he approaches the task of painting the sun. Now, artists who were firmly within modernism, like Cézanne, abandoned altogether the idea of painting the sun. What Cézanne actually said is that, "I wished to copy nature, but I could not. But I was satisfied when I discovered that the sun, for instance, could not be reproduced, but that it must be represented by something else, by colour." And it seems that Williams is in part responding to Cézanne's and other artists' attitude in this respect. Cézanne had abandoned altogether the idea of painting the sun. He turned away from naturalism. And for this painting, the sun, it's there in the title, but it's everywhere in the painting. It's everywhere present, but it's not literally depicted. And so, in a sense, what we've got is Williams following the idea of recovering a sort of aesthetic order, a sort of depth from a mixed up sensation of the sun, choosing not to paint images of the sun, but favoring, as it were, the alternative, which is to convey a larger sort of totality, a larger aesthetic totality, thinking about his perceptions and then reordering them on the canvas. Now, in parallel, alongside that, there are aspects of the composition that do remain naturalistic. For example, there are glimmers, there are bursts of light from behind a cloud, and there are banks of cloud that do have a fairly naturalistic presence. So the painting offers both then something that's abstract with the suggestion of essence, and yet it's merged with a kind of faithful observation of nature. We've got to think about the vapors in the middle, the top part of the painting, and the way they rise in a column above a central, as it were, colorful mass. And on this basis, Williams is kind of dealing with a specific experience for the viewer. He's trying to stage something quite special for us, I think, and it's dramatic. We get fire and we get air together. As well as being basic forms of life, I think for Williams, fire and air are elements with a creative temperament. They have a personality, they have their own personalities, and they're changing, they're responsive, they respond to one another, they're volatile. We get the impression that there's action in this painting, that the paintings take place in those very small moments after the breaking of a boundary, in a split second when something has broken but it's not yet quite spilled out or escaped. We get permeable edges and we get a kind of vacuum around them. We get areas that seem to be waiting to be filled. So in a sense, fire and air are kind of playing together. There's an interplay of characters playing with one another. There's the sort of indifference of space in contrast to the exuberance, the liveliness of flame. And if you look across even a small range of his works in this room, you can see how he develops these positions, how fire and air exchange roles from one painting to the next. There's nothing still. There's nothing that remains still, that can stay still, that can't be injected with a sort of new energy, that can't be stirred. Strokes of paint we see in this piece across a closed form release the shape. They melt its edges. There are compressions. Things close in, but then they're lifted and unpacked by paint. And the colours that result grow under this heat, and they surge and they spread out, and there's a sort of astonishing light behind them. So I wonder if it's the sun that he's interested in, or rather this other, more worldly element, this extra terrestrial element, this non-extraterrestrial element of fire. In Hymn to the Sun, Williams takes the painted surface, oil on canvas, and he turns it into a kind of a bunch or an assembly of flames. He makes flames present. He doesn't just depict them or illustrate them, he actually brings them to the canvas. And the line between these two approaches is very subtle, but it's crucial. It's a line drawn between painting as a sort of presence and painting as a sort of illusion. It's almost as if he's pushing at the edges of painting and creating something that has greater mass, more like sculpture. He's saying, I think, that he can do one thing and he can do the other. And as an artist, he doesn't really have to choose. And that's very much like Williams, someone who sits in different stories of art simultaneously. Now, Williams faced a sort of isolation from the global art circuit. He was misrecognized in Britain. He faced indifference. But these canvases seem to burn, and they push at the barriers of that exclusion. And that's, in a sense, the enduring power of his art for me. It's what I find so intriguing about this painting. Fire is his fundamental tool. This is Williams time and again using his canvases to an incendiary purpose, using fire to erase, to excoriate, to present us with the question of what's left behind once fire has blown across the surface of his paintings. Large areas of the composition here in Hymn to the Sun are left empty of form. There's a sort of abstraction of infinity. And the boundaries between fields and forms have sometimes turned into vapor. If we're looking for flat color in Williams, we won't find it. He refuses to give it to us. In this painting, we get cloudy areas, nebulous clusters of color and light. He leaves spaces incomplete, and he presents us with other possibilities. There's a fire in his painting that just keeps on burning. And I think that's why this piece in particular stands out for me.